So, page 190. No, we didn't do all this. I didn't move the marker.
192.
Right, I didn't move the marker. Ha'etza achat v'yechida. The one and only advice. Now, what do you guys think it is? Muchachim leitorer ulavin shanachu chayim bedor sheyetz hara igia bo lasishra. We must wake up and understand that we live in a generation that the yetz hara reached his peak, the top. Ve'asor ha'acharon ha'yetz hara itatzem etzora avila. In the last decade, the yetz hara became bigger and huge, a lot more than it used to be before. Barega shu imtzi et ha'internet, the moment that the yetz hara made up the internet, it's his tool, you know. Im ha'reshetot ha'chavratiyot with the
social.
Yeah, Facebook and all these things, yeah?
Created by Jewish people.
Shemivva. Yetz hara is Jewish, you don't know?
He's a Breslover, he never gives up.
He never gives up, exactly. He never gives up. He's a Breslover, the Yetzer Hara. Right? Like a person can get with one press of it, one click on the mouse to the worst places. כבר ידוע לנו שעיקר הניסיון של העולם בעולם הזה. It's known, we know this already, that the main test of a person in this world, והדבר שהיצר הרע מתגבר בו יותר מכל, and the thing that היצר הרע overcomes a person more than, he tries to overcome a person more than anything else, הוא התאווה לעריות. It's the lust for illicit relations. ועיקר התאווה הוא בעיניים. And the main type of Rabbeinu Dizan is all is in the eyes, not in the actions, in the eyes. You know this Pasha? Pasha Tzav. What's the first of the start? Korban Ola. I mean Korban Ola. What do you mean Korban Ola? For? For Hirhur Alev. From bad thoughts. Then Hirhur Alev. What's the main Hirhur Alev that I presented to me for? Niuf. He has bad thoughts, all kind of thing of Niuf. That's the first also.
That's what the Ola is using? That's the reason for the Ola?
Reason for the Ola? Yeah. The person, no, the certain Olot. It depends which Ola. There's all kinds of Olot.
Ola.
This Olat Chatat, Olat Zeh, Olot.
Okay.
The Olot
have to do with your Gualev? Your Gualev. I disagree with the peak. I think that the answer is right. Yeah, this generation is more than this generation. But we're going to go forward, and I think that the Yetzer Hara will keep going forward with us.
But we're at the end, Hashem is coming to slaughter him very soon.
I know, but not in this generation.
That's why he's playing so hard.
Why not in this generation? Yes, in this generation.
The end of the road, fellas.
Yeah.
Let me
give you a history lesson.
There you go.
No, homosexuality in the 1970s.
עיקר התאווה הוא עיקר היצרה שמבהיר באדם את התאווה של הניוב זה על ידי שמראה לו מראות של ערבה ותינוקת. ליצרה, the main way that he makes a person fiery, right? He makes him flaming towards the tava of niuf is through showing him all kinds of pictures and pirsomot and all kinds of naked ladies on the bulletin boards and all of the big buildings and the whole building, right? Okay. Not that I've seen, but I was told that that's how it is. Baruch Hashem. Not in Yerushalayim. Baruch Hashem, Yerushalayim. Not other places in the world.
L.A.
Lo hayav dor kedorenu. There wasn't any generation like this generation. Shebo pritzut kol kach kasha umara b'tzora nora. That pritzut, the nakedness of people in the street. It's so horrible. It's only getting worse.
You notice?
עד שאי אפשר לצאת לרחובות בגלל לא מקומות ציבורים כמו בנקים וכדומה. He can't even go out to the street. He can't go to the bank. He can't go to the makolet. Because what was considered, excuse my language, a prostitute, right, 30 years ago, today is a regular woman in the street, and it's not a joke. That's how it is.
Your so-called Haredi of Nun is now very...
Okay, also pretty impressive.
So, what's the translation?
It means even in the Haredi world, the fashion, it's a horrible. Shem Lachem. That's how a prostitute used to wear. Yeah. A skirt right over the knee. That's what they used to wear. 30 years ago, right? I don't know, you were here 30, I wasn't here 30 years ago. You probably know more than me. Anora mikol, and the worst of all, שבהמצאת האינטרנט, when the Yetzirah made up the internet, Yetzirah התפשט בצורה שלא היה כדוגמתה בשום דור. The Yetzirah spread out in a way that hasn't been in any generation. שבלחיצת כפתור, האדם יכול לראות מראות מזעזעים, that with the press of a button, a person can see horrible things. שסתם ככה לא היה רואה לעולם, he would never would have seen such things. והיצרה שהניוף נכנס כך באגרסיביות לתוך חייו של האדם, in this way the niyuf, the Yetzirah brings the niyuf into a person in a very aggressive way, into a person's life, into his machshev, his computer, into his telephone. שממש בכל שנייה ושנייה האדם נמצא מול האויב בקו הראשון. וממש every single second, every second, a person is in the front line, from the enemy. והיצרה יורה בו את אשת העבירה של התאווה, and the Yetzirah shoots at him. The fire, the burning fire in the tava. עד שהוא ממש בוער ונשרף, והאש הזאת בלי הפסק רגע. Until a person ממש is burning in this fire without any stop, always. ומה הפלא שמוחו ונשמתו שרופים ויבשים? So what's the wonder that his brain is dried up? אין לו כבר שום לחלוחית של חיות ושמחה וענה וחייו. And he has not even a little bit of the joy in his life, anything, because his Yetzirah is always busy. כל זה נקרא שנכנסנו עמוק עמוק לעומק ותוקף שער חמישים של הטומאה. This is all called, in the spiritual terms, that we enter deep, deep, very deep, the depths of the 50th gate of Tumah, contamination. והדרך היחידה להילחם בטומאה של שער חמישים, the only way to fight the 50th gate of contamination is through the 50th gate of holiness. What's Shara Chamishim of Dusha? What does that mean, the 50th gate of holiness? As I assume you know the answer. Ibadadut. Without Ibadadut, you cannot fight such thing. It's not 100 years ago. We're not living 100 years ago. We're living today. התפילה האישית, the personal prayer, במילים שלך, in your own words, שזה מה שנקרא שעה התבודדות, this is what's called an hour of התבודדות, רק על ידי השעה התבודדות, only through the hour התבודדות, a person could be saved from the burning Yetzirah of new. Again, I'll say again, only through an hour of התבודדות, a person could be saved from the burning Yetzirah of new. I think I should say again, no? Mm-hmm. Only through the hour you will do it, only through doing an hour you will do it every day, a person could be saved from the burning Yetzirah of new. Okay. And especially the way it's spreading out in these days. It's not Rabbeinu's times. Rabbeinu told his daughter, remove their scarf. And I'm sure it wasn't so colorful. Why? My students are coming. I don't know what I want to see. That was they might see the scarf. We wish we only see the scarf. My friend told me, he went to a wedding, he thought it's a religious wedding because the chassan was the Haredi, but the family, I guess, wasn't so. So I walk in, all I see is legs, I didn't know what to do. And I ran out, he told me. Hashem Rachem. That's the generation, what do? Scream out to Hashem. Rav Arush said, through Yibodidut, you can go anywhere in the world. And I'm telling you also from a personal experience, we were in France, in Paris, it's like the worst. And it was worse than Paris. Also in the south, in the beaches over there. There's also a few beaches that you could go dressed. There where we were. Most of them, no. And I'm telling you, 3 weeks you're going to do it, long you're going to do it, hours you're going to do it before you go out. Hours, I'm not talking about hours, just on guarding the eyes. Then you can go out to the worst places. You don't say anything. You don't see. You look down, you go, you do your thing. But without it, what do you expect? What do you expect? Besides, also, Al-Fatsa has Yad Dishmaya. Kli HaNeshek HaYechidi HaShah HaYidlodud. The only weapon we have is the Awa HaYidlodud. Kli HaNeshek HaYechidi Shelad HaNechama. It's the only weapon a person has in this war. HaKashah HaMitmashechet HaMitgaberet, which is difficult and it's continuous and it's just getting stronger and stronger, the war. So we need to give more and more HaYidlodud. Moshe Yiftav Le'el, Mi She'en Lo Shah HaYidlodud En Lo Maseh B'chira. Like we wrote before, that someone doesn't have an Awa HaYidlodud, doesn't have a free choice B'chal. He can't even fight the Yetzara. They're not going to blame him from Shamayim that he failed. They're going to blame him why he didn't daven. A perush lamad b'nisayon de'nabed kol ha'chaim ba'olam hazeh olam ba. Right? What does that mean? Not standing this test, the main test. That you're losing this world and the next world. You're losing everything. Therefore, a person, he must learn how to do it. Bodedut. Learn. Besides, once he begins, he won't know how he lived before. Why is the Shai Bodhi the only weapon that a person has? Why is it the most powerful weapon that a person has? To withstand the Yetzara and this test of a person in the world? And Azkir Shuv. Yeah? Well, just mentioning again that not standing the test in this world is not only a spiritual loss for the coming world after 120. No, it caused a person to have a bitter life in this world. Lack of happiness, lack of panasa, lack of success, lack of love, lack. Madua shai ibadu tukach yisod, tukach nitzachet v'yisodi. So why is it so fundamental? Why is it so main? Mishum sheyesh la'adam yetzara shekol yom mitgaber yoter lehachshir oto. Because the person has the yetzara, every day he tries to throw a person down. If Hashem lo yazol la'adam neged ha'yetzara, if Hashem will not help a person against the yetzara, the person will not be able to stand the test. For sure, it will fail. Therefore, the yetzara tries to throw a person down from all of this. Dafka yetzara miut, which is worse than any other yetzara. And he comes into a person, and it makes him on fire. Therefore, we must ask Hashem for help for dafka this. Now, we're going to do Rosh Shapira. Before we do Rosh Shapira, I must tell you something that I saw today. It says in the Zohar HaKadosh, someone showed me, the Mashgiach showed me in the Zohar, it says that a person, there's a thing called Af V'Chema, rage and anger, right? And in the spirituality, there are two malachim, which come out of them. Hundreds of thousands of other angels, which their whole job is to go on to a person. Which person? Which people? People are learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, and are on the way to doing mitzvahs, even when they're not doing mitzvahs yet. And what is their job is? To make the person not happy from the mitzvah. The Zohar says this. To make a person not happy from the mitzvah. That's their job. There's tens, thousands, hundreds of thousands that try to attack us. You're going to sit and learn now. It's going to try to make you sad in all kinds of ways. This person said something, this happens, this, that, da, da, da. Come, you can do Kiddush, he'll do something that you won't be happy. And therefore, when a person knows this, you can strengthen yourself always to be happy. Now I'm doing a mitzvah, now I'm going to be happy. Because the Yetzer, what he wants me, not to be happy. The Zohar, not blessed. Shuvah Chai, not blessed.